Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Maddie?
Yes?
What is that thing that isn't a motorcycle or a scooter, but you can also, it's like Mo plus...
The thing that Natalie drove off with when we were watching classes this week with her and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Or Ashley. It's a moped. That's what I said, a moped.
And you said it again, and I said, I think maybe I misheard it. And I went, there's no way he could think that's moped.
That's what I always called it.
Like pedal. Moped.
Moped. But they're not pedaling. Why does it say moped?
There are pedals. She actually drove out on a scooter, so you were doubly wrong.
Oh, okay. A scooter. So a moped. A moped is a motorized pedal bicycle?
Yes.
Well, that makes sense, but I feel like I don't ever see those.
Everybody's no, you don't.
Everybody's just driving a scooter, but people call a scooter a moped.
I don't know if a lot of people do that.
We just grew up, we never called them scooters. We're like, oh, there's Havity Reed driving up on our moped. Eighth grade science. Well, she did.
Was that a teacher?
No. She's one of the students. You could get your moped license earlier in Oklahoma so people could drive. So you could get it with your farm license, too.
What's a farm license?
Like you can drive vehicles on farm roads. If you work in a farm and your family is a farm, you can get a license earlier.
We're in a weird area, and yeah, I want to leave.
No, that's how Chance Campo drove a tractor to school when he was 13. Well, you got to get there somehow.
Where am I? Am I in a made-up world?
It's
is
real.
Am I in some redneck's dream? Am I not even... Do I not even... Sometimes I ask, do I not exist? Am I here because I'm part of your dream of some rube?
What? We need to get a marijuana sponsor so that way I can get you just really high for a week and just take you to Oklahoma because you'd have to be on something.
I would need to be high off my ass. I need to be so high that you clutch the side of the couch and go, I'm really fucking high right
really
now.
Fucking.
That's when you know you're too high. You're like, whoa. I'm too high. That's what I would need. Yo! That's a weird way to begin, but he had just said moped, and I thought I needed to start the show. I had a whole other idea, but I had to jettison such idea.
Come at me if you call it a moped. I agree with you. It's probably a wrong thing we say in Oklahoma.
No, it is. I will guarantee you it is not
see a moped. I want to see a moped now. I've been looking at scooters these whole time.
We need to move on. I don't know how to breach that. But y'all, this is, I'll just do it. This is Below Deck Sailing Yacht BDSM, or SY.
BDSY, SM if you're nasty.
Season 4, Episode 5. Hate me tender, hate me true,
never let me go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know why this was the title.
I need to see that Elvis movie. Was it good?
You know, I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
I heard he's fantastic.
He's incredible.
Who? What about?
You need to fast forward through Tom Hanks, though. He's ridiculously awful.
Oh, Elvis! Elvis! Like, oh, God! Elvis, what are you doing?
He doesn't even know what movie he's in.
What about?
It's embarrassing, actually.
What about who plays Priscilla? She better be good.
You know
she
what?
She better be a good Priscilla, or I'm not going to watch this.
Who
I
is
am
it?
Not why. Don't you dare defame the name of Priscilla Presley.
You know what's riveting?
From Naked Gun fame.
Is making y'all. Making,
God, I thought Priscilla Presley was so pretty. So
is
pretty.
Making Favorite making part. Y'all listen to us look well, up something.
It was my favorite part of the Naked Gun movies was Priscilla Presley.
Olivia De Jong or De Jong.
Not familiar.
Well,
I think I have a sax screener of it too. I should
there were
watch
very
it.
few names.
I need to start names. Knitting so I sit through movies more.
Sure.
I just finished The Mandalorian. I didn't love this season like everyone did.
You mean
the new one?
Oh, I've watched the first season.
That one's good. Anyway,
I liked the movie. I liked the movie a lot better. Was it something I'd ever want to watch again? No.
Yeah, you know, a lot of biopics I don't normally love. They're not very well done.
Well, you or can biopic. Baz Luhrmann. No, biopic.
Okay.
I think people have said, "How do you say this?" And they're like, "I've always said biopic." And it kind of looks like that.
That feels like you're getting something cancerous taken off of you.
It's better than Mopad.
Mopad. I wonder where I got that from.
I could guess.
Well, my grandpa's stepdaughter, Wendy, she drove a moped. And she just, even when she moved in with her girlfriend, just down the street, because he had a really long driveway. It was like half a mile long. But you knew where to turn it from my grandpa's because there was the oil rig there. And so you just... turned and you go over the cow the
again
no
you, I'm not certain I my whole life isn't a dream.
No, it's true. I smell this to this day. If I smell like when I drive through Baldwin Hills, I'll roll down the you know on La Cienega
and you miss your grandpa,
I'll roll down the windows and I'll smell the oil rigs and I'll miss my grandpa Pete. So but anyway, Wendy, she would, it was just not,
life is absurd.
It was only like a 5-minute walk from my grandma Valley's to her trailer, but she'd take that moped. She wouldn't walk it.
When I grew up, a moped, you saw a lot of mopeds for people who had DUIs because it was, you could get your license back after that. And I'm not saying that everyone, but we did have people who drove them. And I remember asking my mother one time, why is someone riding a bicycle? And she said, honey, that's a moped. And that's so-and-so, he's riding that because he lost his license because of drinking and driving.
Oh.
And I went, so he can still drive a bike?
Did she say that nicer? She'd say, he's a drunk.
Probably that one. You're right. I really did sanitize
my
mother.
Yeah, you really did. Yeah, she was, Jay can't drive a car, so he's got to drive a moped because he's a drunk.
He was half of the bag one night and plowed into a school bus.
And didn't you know what my mother would say too? Then my mother would say, and alcoholism runs in your family, so you could do that too. So don't drink, honey. Just with any, the, just disappear.
Anyway, I don't know how we started talking about mopeds. Timmy, I need you. I'm worried we're going to have to get into something about oil smelling like a missing a family member.
Well,
y'all, let's please.
Please.
This is the title. We didn't. I don't know why we called it "Hate Me Tender." I still don't understand why there needs to be one of the stews, or as Gary says, a girl has to learn to drive the tender.
Yes.
Did you understand that?
No. Like,
because Alex, obviously.
I didn't understand, but Daisy kept interrupting him, but I think he legitimately was asking that, but Daisy completely flew off the handle, but I still don't know why.
She's having a rough season already.
I think she's done with this job.
I agree. I also think that this is Gary, and Gary's been a dick throughout in his own way. I think Gary still hasn't gotten over not being there the first charter. I think he's more dickish this season than he's ever been.
Well, he's feeling a little FOMO, and he's swinging his dick around on this episode, that's for sure.
Because I think he's got two hotter deckhands who may challenge him.
Honey, he's aging out.
That's true.
No matter how pretty you are, it doesn't matter when you get older.
And sadly, do you know how old Gary is?
He's probably like 28.
He's like 31 years old.
Yeah, he's not old. But he's dealing with Chase. But he's boring.
And Fabio.
But God, he's got a hot body. When he takes a shot with the tattoos.
I agree.
He doesn't act, but he definitely has Sean Cody 2002 The name and everything.
I would move him to 2006, 2007.
What's the difference for
you? He's a little prettier.
That is
true. Yeah, a little less rough around the edges.
Yes.
I consider myself quite an historian.
Yes.
Of the Sean Cody archives.
What was his name? There was a guy he reminds me of who was like the really smiley, happy-go-lucky straight guy that fucked everybody.
Those were good days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon
was a good one.
That was all their names.
Yeah, that was all their names.
I just kind of went somewhere. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
So this idea of...
Hold on. Before we start going, I should say we have a few little announcements.
Sorry.
One of them
is...
Eurovision is coming, whether you like it or not. And Poodle's going
to... Rise like a phoenix!
Poodle's obsessed with it.
I'm in love with the fairy tale.
I'm trying to get him to talk about the show and this, and I feel like he's emailing somebody important, and then all of a sudden this like German voice just started blaring through the phone, and I went, "You're watching Eurovision."
Yeah, I've watched the semifinals here start today. We're recording this on Tuesday, and they're coming on Peacock. I'm very excited. Of course, I've already watched music videos and submissions for all the countries.
So it's already the semifinals?
Semifinals start today. Yeah.
So on the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
There are two rounds.
That's coming. Y'all, Selling Sunset Season 6 is coming next week.
And I'll be doing...
Just in time for
Mother's
Day. I'll be
talking about it... I'll be talking a little bit about it on the... Maybe someone... Because it will spill over. But mostly, I'm going to try to keep my Eurovision recaps, Eurovision corners... on our toe episodes.
Yeah, that's not negotiable.
Like I really want to go off about the German song, but I'm not going to. Blood and Glitter. That's the name.
I'll tell Christina to edit it out. She has power now.
It's as bad as you think.
It sounds terrible. It's like rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's trying to be the new Måneskin.
Who?
I
don't want to know who that
they
is.
They won from Italy. They won two years ago.
I don't want that. I don't like music.
Måneskin was actually really popular.
I don't like music where it
they
sounds like
they played Saturday Night Live.
So?
But they're more hard rock.
So Jessica Simpson's sister played Saturday Night Live.
No.
That is not a feat.
But I'm saying that's how mainstream they were.
Fine.
So it's...
I will say this. Golly, that just brought me back. Y'all remember when Ashley Simpson jigged off the stage?
And bitch just did a jig.
Did a jig.
And then her career was over.
Her career was over because she couldn't sing.
I think she could sing. I think they were just afraid to have her sing.
I I don't know where to go back from that. But I just want to say, so Eurovision is, we'll keep it to toe. Selling Sunset Season 6 is coming. That's going to be on the $5 tier of Reality Gates Plus.
Where's my Tomb Tomb, Queer Love?
That's coming at the end of the month, so it's a good Netflix binge month. Also, we want to remind you, y'all, you can give the gift of Reality Gates to your mother. Or even if you're someone like Rowan and V, you could give it to your mother-in-law. From You, Me, and My Ex, whatever you want to do. But I don't know how you would do that through Patreon, but it's very easy to give a gift through Supercast.
You can't do it through Patreon, but
pretty
it's very
much sure
easy.
You can't, yeah. So if you want to do it through Supercast, you can go to click on our Supercast link on our website, and you can give them a whole, you can do, I think, a couple of months, or you could do a year.
Yep.
Whatever you want, you can give your... Give that to your mama.
Give your friend or someone who you need to loosen up about their sexualities. Yeah.
Well, because I'm telling you now, your mom is a dick pig too. Y'all.
Yeah. How she's a filthy, dirty slut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get her listening to us, and mm-hmm. she'll come into her own.
Get her some Franzia.
She'll be pegging your dad by time.
Mm-hmm. Y'all. Poodle, did we not have a good time on Sunday night?
It was so much fun. You pieced out a little early, and I pieced out about an hour later. It was like a four-hour thing.
It was a four-hour thing?
Like at least three and a half.
You stayed for 2 hours?
I stayed for 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
And the
guy... Because you were drunk?
No, and the guy I'm seeing, I kind of just wanted to fool around with him. We were watching it.
Wow. So you just fooled around with him during the drag thing?
No, I turned it off. Because I wanted to fuck around.
It's hard to suck a guy's dick when you hear, yes, queen!
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Let me check.
The tongue popping, yeah.
Because the last time that I checked...
They raised $500,000, though, y'all.
I think there's more now. Drag.
And I want to say, for all the sissies who bought tickets, who and the ones who chatted with us, regardless if you did on Discord, we had a really good time.
We had a really good time.
I had a lot to say about the lighting. But it felt like they were in a studio in North Hollywood.
It did.
It was very, I will say it was very fun. And what I saw, I really liked.
For the most part, they did a pretty good job. The host, I thought Justin
Martindale
and
great.
Peppermint did a great job.
Yeah.
It was, they've raised $582,000.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
So thank you guys for.
I think Moment ended up donating itself. I guess they matched the thing. Moment.co donated $208,000 just on their own.
Wow.
So that's...
Wow.
Wow. It's empowering. Empowering strong drag queens.
Empowering strong drag women.
I miss Darcy and Stacey.
Me too.
I'm already ready for them to come back.
Me too. Where are we?
B90, trailer's out. Looks good.
It's
I'm excited.
Just as cuckoo crazy.
You know I hate you. I love you. So ready. I got to find that wig.
Jasmine, I do not have your nudes. It's very exciting.
It's going to be great.
Okay. Also, your Bicurious poll is up for the new Bicurious episode. We'll be up by the time you hear it.
Well, this goes up at 11 p.m.
Perfect.
Tonight. So it should be up by then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Then it'll be up.
I'm glad that sounded kind of like a threat. But
no,
sure.
No. I was just giving you a time so you knew. Yeah, it's going to be. Be up tonight.
Don't like being threatened.
I'm not threatening you. I'm just telling you when it's happening.
Can we just talk about the episode?
I've been trying. You already had stop in the middle because you had to go poop.
Don't give away our behind the scenes
secrets.
Yeah,
y'all, he just presses stop in the middle of it and says, I've got to poop. I said, you can just say, excuse me.
I will, next time that happens to you, I will call you out on it.
I don't have to tell you in detail, say, hey, I'm just going to take a big deuce. I don't need the details.
It wasn't that big.
I don't need to know that either.
Was satisfying, though.
Great. I'm glad.
Y'all.
Let's move on. Below deck.
I want to just, before we start,
wow.
I also want to say I had a sissy DM me listener and said, have you ever noticed that the American members, especially the deck crew, are so whiny? And so mopey and entitled. And I went, oh my God, you're right.
That's true.
They always are.
They are, yeah.
I don't think these two are any different. I don't really like either of them. I don't like Alex. I want to bang him. And I think Chase is kind of shitty too.
I think Chase is shittier.
Yeah, I agree.
I like Alex a little bit more.
Eh. But you know,
I mean, sign. But that said, Chase is boring. But when he and Gary and Colin are all three talking in the room, my mind goes places.
But it's like the Aussies, the Brits, not really the South Africans, because majority of those I could move away from. But they are just so much more interesting, and they complain less.
Maybe the grass is greener, but I doubt it.
But Sissy brought that up to me. I'm like, you're right. With the exception of maybe Colin, who was on early. Not this Colin, but Colin.
Oh, there's another Colin. Well, that's confusing.
He was a decky. He started Galley Talk. He was a rapper.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
But, a good rapper?
Eh.
Okay.
As good of a rapper as a white guy named Colin can be. How about that?
Oh, Claire. Okay, so my first tea
yes,
bag.
Yes, you can go.
It's talking about Gary and Mads making out, but what's more important, I think Gary has met his match. You know who I love on this season? Mads.
I've got to say, she didn't impress me on the first two episodes. I love her quote.
Oh, say it.
When she said,
it's a very poodle quote.
Well, you know, I'd rather not have made out with Gary, but I was very drunk, and a girl needs her needs met.
Yes.
A girl has to have her needs met.
A girl has to have her needs
That's
met.
That's a poodle move. I will
That's
say,
a poodle move.
I have lost a man near the end because he had to go home with his, quote, boyfriend. Yeah. And then I found maybe not the most attractive person to make out with. Maybe they were like the fourth or fifth person I'd tried. But I'm going to get it. I'm going to get my needs met.
Gross. Wow, that just sounded so animalistic and just viscerally disgusting.
Sometimes you have to
just... Wow.
You've all done it.
Like a Neanderthal just needing to scratch that primal itch.
That's what it's like. Y'all, all of you have been at a crowded club, maybe in your 20s, maybe in your 30s, maybe in your early 40s. And
if you're doing this in your 40s, y'all, it's a red flag.
I agree with that. But you've looked around, and the person you had your eye on is gone. There's someone who's about two notches less. They are already going to somewhere else. You see someone who may be a four, and you're going, welp, it's now or never, because I don't feel like seeing if I could go lower. And you've made out with that troll. And you know what? We've all done it. We've all got stories. And you buy yourself McDonald's on the way home. All in a day.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I agree with you. We've all done it. But to hear you describe it step by step, and I don't mean in a Patrick Duffy way, but in a gross, it's a lot.
Hey, it happened.
Well, back to Mads. I love that she like made out with him. And even when Gary wants to talk about it later, she's like, yeah, I don't really like to talk about this aftermath stuff. Like, he starts to bring it up. She's like, no.
I'm a fan.
I am a fan.
She rocketed to the top of my list.
I like her. Poodle, this is probably your name, but it's in the beginning. I want to ask you, what is a serial entrepreneur?
I was going to start the episode that way,
uh-huh.
But until you said moped,
maybe it's a regionalism.
A serial entrepreneur is perhaps the douchiest descriptor I've ever heard on this show.
It's pretty gross. What's a
you know
serial
what that means?
Entrepreneur?
I like to talk about being an entrepreneur in all my businesses more than I actually like doing it. It also means I've got my hands in lots of pies, aka I'm failing at most of them. And I am a serial entrepreneur means that I'm a dilettante in the worst sense of the word. It's more important for me to be talking and actively thinking about making money than doing it. It is a very gross person to be. And that's this man who said, I'm on a boat, motherfuckers.
I'm on a boat, mother.
Look at my chain.
I thought he would be grosser than he was. He actually mellowed
a
little bit.
He was fine.
He was. I thought it was going to get way worse. But we're not done with them yet.
To deal with him, to make a deal with him, or do business with him is hell on earth.
He's got a nice body.
It's a douche. They called
it. But if you saw his body, and you had been drinking, and you were on a boat.
Ooh, it's tough because I don't go for meatheads. I don't.
I don't.
I don't. You know, you like muscles more than
no,
me.
No, I do. Yeah.
I don't.
This is a little too much for me as well.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if he's in that bar and you need to get your needs met.
Ooh, what time is it?
Because it's not going to be good.
No, what time is it?
Definitely, it's not a before midnight. Let's say 1:45.
Ooh, that's a bad time for me. Bad decisions get made at 1:45. That's right before last call.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because I know if I said 2:30, it's a yes.
Yeah.
Because if you're standing there on the street,
you know,
1:45,
I think I'd still look for someone else.
You hold out till 2 a.m.?
Yeah, but after 2, during the sidewalk sale, it's whatever I could get.
Values. You know, that's what we're here for. Good old-fashioned values.
Serial entrepreneur, just whatever you think, don't do it. Don't say it. You're going to turn off everyone.
I don't even know if I would say, I don't feel like the term entrepreneur.
Serial,
well, I feel like even entrepreneur is, because when you say I'm an entrepreneur, I go, what do you do? Well, then what is it for what?
It's a term that's lost all meaning.
Yeah. If somebody said I'm a, you know, a real estate entrepreneur, I'm a medical sales entrepreneur, then I go, okay. But even then, I'm like, but what do you mean by entrepreneur? I don't
know.
No,
the term itself has lost a lot of meaning because
I feel like
of
people don't
want
to say salesman.
And gig. That's not what an entrepreneur is.
I know they're not, but I mean, it's like they don't want to say, it's not always a salesman, but I mean, I feel like sometimes some people said they're entrepreneurs and I talked to them like, so you're in sales.
What
you just don't want to say that.
What it means is we're in the cult of, I'm out there every day hustling. So what people call themselves an entrepreneur or a serial entrepreneur means I'm a hustler.
I get nervous when people post about how hard they're working.
Yeah.
I don't. A lot of actor friends do that.
Yeah.
Oh, and they want to tell
it's
you.
It's validating.
That.
Yeah.
I get it. They need the validation.
They need some tangible thing.
But I get it. I'm not. I don't judge it. I guess I do a little
bit. I do.
What's your next tea bag?
Mine is Colin saying about Alex. First of all, Alex calling Gary Lord Farquaad, I really did enjoy. Alex, Colin's like, losing your girl to leaving the girl with a guy, getting the girl you like with Gary is like waving a banana in front of a monkey and expecting him not to eat it. Rookie error. Colin's a genius.
It's true, though. Y'all, if Poodle and I don't have the same type, but if we were
You're
in
lucky
a...
lucky we don't.
Thank goodness. But if we were in a
I
hot...
I would cut you.
If we were in a hot tub with another man, and I was... And I had hooked up with them, or made out with them before, if it was 2:30 in the morning, and Poodle was drunk, and that guy was... Even if that guy wasn't drunk, if I leave that hot tub... You're going to make out with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially if I knew you wanted him.
Yeah, that's love. That's friendship.
I'd tell you about it the next day, though.
Kind of like Gary does. That's actually my next teabag, that this is a dick insecure move.
It is. And
this is dick swinging.
I got to say, this is when it seemed not just fun anymore, and
It's like he wanted to see their reaction.
Yeah, and even Alex is like, so what do you want me to say? He's like, I hooked up with Madison that night. If you're into her, I'll back off. And that is a power move, obviously, that says, I can afford to back off. If you need me to throw you my crumbs.
It's that South African, if you need me to grant you permission to date this, I will give you this woman.
I will say, this is the most dickish he's been in a while.
Yeah.
I think it's that he feels like he can't be checked. I
Andy feels insecure. Last season, Gary was probably the best looking guy besides Colin on the ship.
I agree with you.
Not the case this time.
I agree
this
with
is a
you.
Beautiful. The whole crew is just beautiful.
Yep, I agree with you. So yeah, he had no reason to have false humility last time.
That's true.
So
Dr. Pepper's hitting right.
So I want to talk about the fact of this idea of Glenn saying there will always be an interior person on the tender. And y'all, it's almost like Glenn thought, how can I piss Daisy off the most? Because she just likes to have her shit all ready to go. And she's the one, and this is interesting about other franchises. There is always an interiors person to go.
I got to say, I agree with Clapton Glenn on this. If you're working in luxury yacht, you want people to feel taken care of.
Well, and I want to say, both Daisy and Gary are too comfortable at where they are for the department heads.
I agree with that.
They're way too comfortable.
Because like when she sounded non, she's like, if it's what you want, then I'll do it. Kind of like I'm doing you a
and
favor.
And she had the shittiest attitude about it.
It was like, I'll do you a favor. And he said, good, that's what I want. Because he's too Canadian about it.
Yeah. I like
this would not happen with Captain Sandy.
No, absolutely
what would
not.
Captain Sandy have wait, y'all. Look, Captain Sandy's here, everybody. Oh, wait, wrong one. Right, wrong one, that one. Oh, there we are.
It's good to be back. Good to be back. Love Sardinia.
Have you been before?
A lot of good golf here.
Oh, really? Did you see some good concerts here?
You know, I played some good rooms.
Oh.
Played some good rooms.
Okay.
They don't love the mixes that I tend to enjoy
For the DJing.
Yeah. They don't love the Joan Baez dubstep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That I like to bring out.
Oh, yeah. I bet that kills in Dinosaur.
Does. Yeah. Really does.
Yeah. Yeah. Really does.
You know what? If someone said Sand, Big Sand, or Captain Sandy, that's what they would call me. If you called me Big Sand, if you weren't my friend, there'd be a real problem. If we're just on the lacrosse field,
that's
you can
fine.
Call me Big Sand.
They'd call me Big Sand, yeah.
But, you know, if you're going to say, that's what I want, I'll say, did I fucking stutter? That's why I said it.
That's why I said it, yeah.
And then I'd give them some time to think about what they just said to me.
Mm.
And I'd say, Daisy, Maisy, Wazy girl, if you work for me, you're going to have to wipe that smirk off your face. Yeah.
You would say that.
I like my girls when they turn around with the perky boobs and when they walk away. That's what I'm liking.
This got uncomfortable, Sandy. Thank you.
All right. I'll be over here in the DJ booth.
Okay. There you go. All right. Everybody, Captain Sandy. Yeah. No way would another captain have handled
this. They're too comfortable.
They're too comfortable. That's it. Yeah. They are. They're too comfortable.
What's your next teabag?
Colin and Daisy are flirting.
I took notice.
They're flirting. You know what? We're going to talk about that when we get back from the break.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season.
They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Love, it seems like only yesterday.
Awkward.
Awkward. Colin, I want to make out with you in the saloon.
I love that song.
What is that from? We were just a child at play. It's on a commercial.
It was on a commercial for the dog. On and on. We watched the way the world go by. All the days seem to fly. Loved it, but when it's gone, love is on and on. It's from Robin Hood.
Love goes on and on. Yes! Thank you.
Part of my sexual awakening.
I think it might be the Sherman Brothers who wrote that song.
Probably.
God bless them.
So, we finished, Colin and Daisy, there was this moment where Daisy says, yeah, I'm not really looking to hook up with anyone. And then she...
Colin's like, yeah, they're too young.
And then she patted Colin's stomach.
Yes.
Something in me went weak. I would actually love...
Don't poop again.
I would love the two of them to kind of get together. Although I think they'd wind up... Daisy would wind up fucking it up.
What if they end up dating? That would drive Gary crazy.
It would. I think he's going to be... It's going to send him really... It's going to just turn him upside down. I want to talk about the fact for my next teabag that
what?
Alicia was in a circus.
You know what? We read her completely wrong.
I totally agree.
We thought she was going to be off and like two... And she seems to really be handling this well. Even like this episode where the dinner was way late and it was two people less. And she was like, okay, great. Just kind of did it.
I'm really happy about her. I think...
I like her.
We haven't had a good representation for female-identifying chefs.
That aren't batshit crazy.
Yeah. Because there was Natasha.
Or have severe alcoholism issues.
Yeah. And we haven't had a good... And Below Deck Adventure had one, but she's a little nutty too. And
who was the chef for Below Deck Adventure?
Oh, what was her name?
Oh. I watched one episode. She was gagooky. Whoa.
Gagagagoo.
Yeah. No, y'all, she was in the circus. She's doing somersaults and she knows how to ride a unicycle. I want to learn how to ride a unicycle. Our friend Kara knows how to ride a unicycle. The one at the law office.
Yes.
She's a very good unicycler. She rode all over Ohio State.
Riveting.
A thing in college. I'm excited to go back to Ohio, I have to say.
I don't know how to transition out of that.
Anyway, I'm just saying that when we go on tour, I know we already went to Columbus once, but maybe we need to go there again because I'm single now and all those guys were hot.
I think that's the first time someone ever says, I'm excited to go back to Ohio.
Just for the dick.
You can get better dick.
Not from what you said. Literally, you said, quote, I love Columbus.
I said that the men were attractive.
No, you said, I love Columbus.
I don't remember that.
Anyway.
Remember the air conditioning when that place went out?
Okay, we don't really need to go back to Columbus.
Those Columbuses who were at that show, that was hot as shit. The shirt that someone gave me, I was wiping my body off. That Dolly Parton costume, I had to throw away because it smelled so bad.
And you did. You ended up, you changed like 3 times during the show.
Yes, it was so hot.
It was very
hot. Because the air broke.
The air broke.
And they tried to deny it.
They did. They did. I'm just going to validate, y'all. I'm just in a validate corner. So the charter arrives. Meathead arrives. There's this girl that went, oh my God, I want to do makeup in here. And I started to judge her, and I realized I say that when I see pretty bathrooms.
Yeah.
So the guy,
what's your next teabag?
He sits in a chair, and he's like, whoa. Is everything in Italy just so much smaller? Because I'm just so huge and hulking. Just so big.
What an idiot. He also says espresso martini later.
He just says espresso.
And then y'all, they start asking things for like, and the kid's like, what about a cookies and cream milkshake, sir?
Don't go to, you better not ask for that when you go to fucking
Italy.
Hey
there, partner. How about a cookies and cream milkshake? Daddy-o.
Daddy-o. I'm excited. I just booked the flight and the hotel yesterday. For Italy.
Yeah, you're going to Italy.
I am going to Italy with my best friend.
Are you gonna eat, pray, and love?
No, I'm gonna eat, pray, fuck. That's what I'm gonna do in Italy. I did tell the ambassador person. He said, "Oh,
ambassador,
because we got so many hotel points."
Oh,
and
right.
So he said, "Oh, what do you stay for here, Mr. Marr?" And I said, "Well, I went through a breakup. Now I'm celebrating my freedom." And I just told my friend,
what a time to celebrate it in Italy.
And he said, well, he didn't have an accent. No, he had an Asian accent. This is just on the phone line. And he said, well, that's what I'm going to tell the ambassador, that you're here to celebrate freedom and life. And I went, oh, God.
What?
I don't know. So what if we go to this trip? And I told my friend Lori, I said, look, I was trying to get us an upgrade. So I told him that your husband cheated on you, too. And that you've got to fucking tell these people this.
Wow. It's great karma.
I want the upgrade.
All right.
I'm excited, though. We're going to go to Rome and then Florence and then Italy and Venice. Because I've never been, so we're just going to see the big hits.
That's good.
And Tuscany. We're going to do a wine tasting in Tuscany.
Okay. How long in Rome?
We're basically doing 3 days in each.
Okay, that's
pop,
good.
Pop, pop, pop.
You'll run out of...
it's really two and a half in Rome.
Okay, that's probably good enough. Remind me, I'll tell you, you need to do Siena. You need to do Siena from,
if it can, from... But our friend Bryce already planned the whole trip.
Okay, never mind.
He planned the whole trip. It's amazing.
3 days in Venice is a long time. You need to go outside the city, though.
I think in Venice we're taking... think that's
this
when we're doing
is
a day.
Boring.
Who cares? I'm excited though.
I'm happy that you're going to Italy. You're gonna love it.
Going over Thanksgiving, so you're gonna better find subs for the show that week. Better call Kim and Kyle because I'm gonna be getting dick down in Italy.
So I guess you're taking 3 vacation weeks this year.
No,
we take one at Christmas.
Oh yeah, but you were gonna do that. You were gonna do that last year, and then you ended up not going. You were gonna go to Scandinavia.
Well, I guess. Maybe I'll dock you for pay. I guess I'll take 1 week off of your salary.
Yeah, we'll see when the guy you're dating who takes you on trips everywhere says suddenly, hey, do you want to go somewhere in September or November?
You know, I said,
we'll see.
I'm dedicated to my podcast partner because we said we were going to take 2 weeks off. One at 4th of July and one at Christmas. And I guess if it's open season now... Maybe the Mars rover needs a guest.
It'll be a slow week. How what's your next teabag?
I'm not sure.
Let's see. We already talked about Gary wanting her to drive a tenor. Can I get some of that SPF stuff?
What was that?
I don't know. Just get an SPF. I'm so confused. Did they, I guess they're just used to that you, I would just be, think someone would offer me food and drinks, or maybe a just an umbrella or something like that. I wouldn't ask someone on a waist to go get an SPF.
I think you and I approach luxury travel in a different way than a lot of these people on the show approach it. I think they think that they expect the staff to have everything, and they just can bumble into anything and can get that the staff will help them and do it. But both of us are more self-sufficient than that. It's just...
I don't know. I would actually feel bad saying, can you go get my SPF?
Yeah. No one's going to be like the guests last season when Justin Guarini was on.
Oh.
I think that's all I basically have. Y'all, they dress up like the Spice Girls.
Oh, this is my teabag with that.
Yeah.
Daisy doesn't know what the 90s is because we're that old.
Yeah.
Because how old is Daisy? How old is Daisy?
Daisy's interesting. Daisy is like someone you can actually see the young person and you can see the old woman in the same person.
Yes, yes,
like
yes.
Like if you told me Daisy was 25, I'd be like, sure. And if you told me Daisy was 42, I'm like, okay.
I wonder. Yes, yes.
I think she's probably a little, she's 30, probably 32, 33, maybe.
I'm looking up right now. She is.
Daisy Kelleher.
She's 35.
Oh, wow. That was older than I thought she was.
Yeah, she is. And this is from 2022. So she's 35.
She's older than a lot of people doing that job.
Colin is 33.
Yeah.
You said Gary's 31 and Daisy's 35.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for you, Daisy. I do need to say that Gary as Sporty Spice looked ridiculous. There was something about Alex as Scary Spice that was hot to me. It was something about him in that dress. I love subversion in any form.
It's so easy.
I know.
It's so easy for you.
Wow. And then the guest who just randomly got his head knocked in
with stitches.
And the child did it.
The child.
Hey there, gotta get you with my board.
He was high on sugar from that cookies and cream milkshake. Just rocking around going,
like, did I do that? Did I do that?
I wish they didn't do it. Oh God, I wanted Gary to have dinner with him tonight, and that would just make fucking Daisy go ape shit.
Did you notice that she didn't even ask Gary? She's like, he's so sorry. He's too busy. Yeah.
She's like, I can't wait on him tonight. I can't do it.
And y'all, then poor Daisy. It's just been a lot for her. She just goes and cries
she's
in the back.
She's crying because she's saying, oh, we're doing this. And she's like, and I bet Lucy's doing nothing over there on the boat. And sure enough, they cut to Lucy going, should we make a sandcastle? It was pretty good.
I think it is what... Not to argue with what Glenn is saying, but generally the charters are less high maintenance than both Med and OG.
Yes.
So
yes,
they have fewer hands and everyone kind of has to do more.
Mm-hmm.
So I get Daisy saying that's not how it's done. And I think Glenn is saying we need to provide more. And it is hard for Daisy to have only one person there, and if she's trying to take care of the whole boat. So we'll see.
We'll see. But it's like, we'll see. Y'all, it's going to guarantee you this is not going away, this tender thing.
No, no, no.
It's going to be a plot point of the season.
And Gary keeps saying, well, that's another favor I did for Daisy. And
he's going to lose his shit when she makes out with Colin.
Yeah.
I think
they're going to have a knockdown drag.
They're going to have a big old fight.
Last thing I need to say is the Sardinian emergency room must be a nightmare.
I mean, a lot of, even in U.S. though, people will go to the emergency room and wait all night.
I'm shocked that medic could not do stitches.
Well, and then he told us at the ER they did stitches without anesthesia. That had to hurt. Of course, it's your scalp. You have, I think, less
nerves. I think
that's
really hurting.
Maybe you have more. I'm not a doctor. Shocker.
I'm surprised that the medic could not have done stitches. I guess a doctor needs to. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman could do stitches out on the frontier.
Well, she also used vodka for antiseptic.
That's true. That's true.
And killed poachers with a gun.
She could, golly.
Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour. She's not that old, is she?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Not the wife of Henry VIII, but the actress.
Yes. Yes.
Just needed to clarify.
Okay. That's all I've got.
That's all I've got, too.
Y'all, this show ended weird. That McDonald's we ate earlier is spinning.
It's sitting weird.
It's sitting weird, y'all. So we're going to go. Thank y'all so much for listening. Go to realitygaze.com. You can go to, that's where you can see all of our social stuff. You can listen to this episode. If you want to listen to it without any commercial, you can.
For your pleasure.
Yes, on our $8 tier on Reality Gaze Plus. Currently through Patreon and Supercast. You can listen to that. Also, vote anyone on Patreon right now. Are you posting the poll in Supercast? Are you able to do that? Oh, great. So
I'm going to post a link.
Great. So Reality Gaze Plus, all people of any tier will be able to vote on the Buy Curious link. So we're getting more inclusive. We're trying to get everybody up in there. Because you know what Poodle and I had to say? If we say one thing, we say we take all comers.
We take all. Everyone gets a shot.
Everyone gets a shot.
Come shot.
Yeah. I got the right one.
It's too quiet.
It's too quiet. Yeah. Boy, I'm not really good at that, am
nope. I? Nope, you're not.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. But until next week, it's what, Poods?
Anchors again.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.